Parashat Balak always comes before Shiva Asra Betamuz. Most of the years, this is the parasha, so-called, it has the energy of Shiva Asra Betamuz. Shiva Asra Betamuz is the day that in Second Bet HaMikdash, the Romans broke the wall. And Chachamim made it as a ta'anit. Even though in the first Bet HaMikdash, the wall was broken by Nebuchadnezzar Yimach Shemo on the 9th of Tammuz, since Second Bet HaMikdash was so-called afterwards, Chachamim made a ta'anit, it's going to be on Shiva Asra Betamuz, this coming Tuesday. So always, almost always, Parashat Balak comes before the Ta'anit, so-called to hint something about the Ta'anit. So with your permission, Parashat Balak, I would like to start with your permission. This is chapter 22, sentence 12. That really, what the Torah tells us before is Balak, he is the king of Moab, sent messengers to Mr. Bilam that was known as a prophet, that was known that he knows how to curse very well. Even though some Chachamim have some kind of doubt if really he has a power, he doesn't have a power, but this is really Mr. Balak, he believes that Bilam has a tremendous power. This, his power is in his mouth, that he can curse somebody, and Balak, the king of Moab, he wants to hire him in order for him to curse Am Yisrael after Am Yisrael won last week the two giants, Sihon and Og, and now he wants to make sure that Am Yisrael are not going to be continue on the journey to Eretz Yisrael. He thinks, maybe it's not true, maybe he knows the truth that Am Yisrael will never capture him, but again, he plays this game that he wants 100% to make sure the Jews will not pass and come into his territory, and he hires Mr. Bilam, he sends messengers, according to the Zohar and the angels as well, he says he asks him to come, and he's going to pay him a lot of money as long as he comes. So then, the messengers come, and Bilam tells them he has to ask permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very strange. Very strange. Somebody believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, I'm not going to go along with you unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me a permit to go. So you really think you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that took us out of Egypt? And Bilam was in Egypt at the time. He was one of the advisors of Paro. So he's, I don't know if it's called naive or stupidity, he said he's going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he tells those messengers, stay overnight, that Hashem comes to me at night, I'm going to ask him, in my dream, shall I go with you to curse Am Yisrael? Say the Torah that he went to sleep, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him. And this sentence, well, that I would like to start tonight, is, Vayomer Elokim Levilam lo telechim ayim. He says, don't go with them. Lo ta'or et ha'am, do not curse them. So-called, the Gemara said, Bilam said, okay, I'm not going with them, but, you know, this is a chance for me to make a lot of money, so if you tell me don't go, maybe I should curse from here. So Hashem said, lo ta'or et ha'am, don't curse them. So then he said, so let me give them a blessing. It's very strange. First he wants to curse them, now he said he wants to bless them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? Don't bless them. Ki Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, listen, we don't need you curses, we don't need you blessings. But the question is, how is it possible in the same minute, first he wants to curse, and when Hashem said, don't curse, you know what he said? I'm going to bless them. What do you mean you're going to bless them? You want to curse them, רוצה לקלל אותם, פתאום רוצה לברך אותם. How is it possible? I mean, the messengers came, they want you to curse them. Now you said you want to bless them? Very strange. And the question is, so, if he wants to bless them, good luck to him. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him, okay, Bechabot, bless them. Hashem said, no, don't bless them. Ki Baruch Hu, they are blessed. Don't bless them. What do you mean don't bless them? What do you care, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Let him bless them. Not only that, let him curse them. A curse cannot do anything to a person unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu approves it. So again, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the curse to be valid, nothing will happen. Person can stand up the whole day and curse and curse and curse. Hashem laughs at him. Who are you to curse? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss. So-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want him to curse. Let him curse. Who cares? You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want him to curse. He tells him, don't go and don't curse. So he says, okay, so I'll bless. And he says, don't bless either. He says, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu afraid of his blessings? Let him bless now. Now he must bless. Let him bless. No, don't bless. So if with your permission, you want to skip to sentence 21. This is after, again, what we skipped is that he got up in the morning, he told those messengers they cannot come. And Balak sends more messengers, and he tells the other messengers, okay, you stay overnight, I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you want to go? Go. Okay. So sentence 21 says, Shlishi, with your permission, says, Vayakom Bilam Baboke Vachaboshet Atono. Yes, that Bilam has a special female donkey. How important this donkey is. This donkey was created a few thousand years ago when HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished creation on the first Friday before Shabbat started. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this special donkey, a female donkey. Mr. Bilam has this valuable donkey. Can you imagine? Can you imagine this? Can you imagine? Can you understand already? The man is not a simple person. He says, if he has this donkey, the donkey is few thousand years old, was created, says the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avot, says the Gemara, Asara Dvarim Nivru Bin Hashmashot, it says, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu closed the creation, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He created, one of the things he created, female donkey. He has this female donkey. So the Torah tells you, he has this female donkey. So he gets up in the morning, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu permitted him to go, and he prepares the donkey. Ve'elchem Sarem Moab says, Ve'ichar af Hashem, af Elokim ki olechu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset, he's going. Nevertheless, Ve'etyatzev malach Hashem baderech. He said, no. Comes the Gemara and says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a very special angel because Hashem has mercy on him. Because Hashem knows what's going to happen at the end of the parasha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to prevent him from going, even though Hashem told him to go. But Chachamim says, since Hashem told him to go, just for the journey. But Hashem never told him he can go and curse. But Hashem knows that in his mind he wants the money, and he's very hungry for money. Is it a big desire for money? And Hashem wants to prevent it. Hashem goes out of his way and sends a special angel, says Malach Hashem, not Malach Elokim, to tell you that this angel is Malach Chachamim, an angel of mercy, to try to stop him going to Balak. Says the Torah, sentence 23, it says that the animal, this is, it's a special animal anyway, but the Ramban says that every animal sees angels more than a person can see an angel, because the person, when he sees an if he'll see an angel, he might be so frightened he'll die. But animals are not so afraid of angels. But anyway, the Torah says this angel, that this angel stands up in the middle of the highway, and the angel is holding a sword. So therefore, Matita Tumina Derech, Matilech Basadeh, so she gets off the highway. She goes on the field, so Bilam has a stick, he hit a donkey. So she continues on the highway, so all of a sudden this is the vineyards over there. Next to the vineyards there are fences, and the donkey goes over there. And but the angel is there. Vatera Aton, sentence 25, with your permission, Malach Hashem Vatilachetzel Akir. So the angel sees, the donkey sees the angels. So she goes very close to the wall. And then, Vatilachetzel Bilam, she broke Bilam's foot. Since then, he couldn't walk straight. But Yosef Lakota, again he hits her. How come you squeeze my foot? Yosef Malach Hashem Avob Makom Tzara says that all of a sudden the highway became very, very narrow. Hashem Derechet Nitutim Yismole says it's a very, very thin or very narrow street. The angel stands up over there in front of the donkey. Vatera Aton, sentence 26, 7, with your permission. At Malach Hashem says the donkey sees in front of her the angel. Vatir Bastacha Bilam. She lays on the highway. Vatera Bilam Echatatom Makel. Bilam hits her the third time. Avdach Hashem et Pilaton, then this donkey speaks Hebrew. Atom le Bilam, why did you hit me three times? So, what do you mean? Why did I hit you? If you know how to speak, of course you know. What's your question? Why I hit you? You know why I hit you. First time you went off the highway, you went off the road. Second time you squeezed my feet and you broke my foot. And you broke my foot. Now the third time, you're in the middle of the desert, on the highway, you're on the floor flat. So what do you mean, what should I buy you? I should buy you a present? So why are you asking? That's it. You should answer her. I don't understand. You, if you're so smart that you can talk, you know I hate you. I don't have a sword, otherwise I would have killed you. But of course, he's upset. She squeezed his foot already. I am your donkey. You always used me. Did they ever do to you something like this? He said, no. So, but then it's the first time he said in America. It's always the first time. So, all the last years that I used you, you never squeezed my foot. You never sat on the highway. You never got off the highway. So, what are you asking me? Did I ever do to you? What do you mean I ever do to you? Yeah. You never did. But today you did. Today you did. But what is the argument here? There's no argument. So next time, don't go off the highway. Don't squeeze my foot. And don't lie down now in the middle of the highway. What's wrong with you? In the meantime, the conversation is in the middle. And he stops. What did you stop? You stopped the conversation. You should have answered her. You should have answered, listen, Miss Donkey, you don't behave today. I don't know what happened to you. Until today you behave. Today you don't behave anymore. In the meantime, says the Torah, Vayigal Hashem el Bilam, all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened the eyes of Bilam. Vayar et Malach Hashem nitzav baderech, Yisrof 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 Bilam all of a sudden he sees the angel. He sees the angel, he doesn't get excited. He says, why did you hit the donkey three times? He says, you know what? I came down here. And then, he says, you know what? She saw me, and then she couldn't walk. And that's what happened. So if she wouldn't have done this, I would have killed you. He says, excuse me, Mr. Angel, I don't understand. What is the point that you try to bring? He says, listen, I did not see you. I have no idea. This is my donkey. Always went straight. All of a sudden, she decided to get off the highway. She squeezed my foot. He says, no, I hit her. So? So why? He says, why did I hit my donkey? First of all, excuse me, Mr. Angel. Excuse me. This is not your business. Why I hit my angel? Why you came from Shamam to ask me why I hit my angel? Why when I go horse riding and I hit the horse, you're going to come ask me why the horse? Well, it's not your business. Even the Tzohar Chaim said, you know, for a Jew, if you go riding on a horse, it's not so simple to hit the horse. Not so simple. It's called Tzaba Lechaim Doraita. Tzohar Chaim said it's not so simple. I said, if the horse, you know, it gets crazy or something, but you know, you want the horse to go better or faster, this, whip him. I said, it's not so simple. Not so simple. It says, the Gemara has a doubt. In the Masechet Bamitzia, maybe it's called Tzar Ba'alei Chaim Doraita. It says, torturing an animal, Hashem does not let. But it's not called torturing. What do you want? The animal is getting, she's going crazy. She's just going crazy. She lies over here in the middle of the desert. What do you want for my life? I didn't even see you, and even if I would have seen you. So what do you expect me to do if my donkey lays flat? What would you do if the donkey lays flat on the highway in the middle of the desert? Well, you can talk to the donkey. He says, "Hello, Miss Donkey, can you get up, please?" What do you want me to do? So that's what the angel tells Bilam. And Bilam says, "Bilam, and Malach Hashem Khatati," he says, "I'm sorry. I didn't see you. But I'm Rabbi Nechashuvel." He said, "So why are you standing over me? You don't want me to go? I'll go back and forth. Finish." The angel let him go and he goes. Then, if you skip later, it says the Torah will tell you, just to summarize, I don't want to go through the whole thing, it says, he came, Balak meets him, Bilam said, "Okay, here I am, but you should know, I will never be able to speak unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets me speak. Don't have any expectation what I'm going to do." And the Torah will tell you the three times, so called, he went to get some kind of prophecy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came back. And came back, instead of cursing, he's blessing. Three times. And don't underestimate it, says the Torah in Sefer Dvarim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, "You know, I love you so much, I did not want Bilam to curse you. Not only I didn't want Bilam to curse you, I changed the curse into blessing." So called, Bilam originally had in mind that he wants to curse. Eventually, he blessed three times. After the third time he blessed, then Balak tells him, "Okay, I see you worthless. Go home." He says, "Let me tell you something. Before I go home, I have a message to tell you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Mashiach." Mashiach comes the Rambam in his book, and he says, "You should know, if you want to know anything about Mashiach," he says, "this is this parasha, Balak. Balak is the parasha that reveals the secret of Mashiach." By the way, I don't remember if I told you or not, but if you look at Ben-Tamin Uziel, this sixth parasha, at this prophecy, it says that before Mashiach will come, boats from Turkey will come and will attack Eretz Israel. As well, they'll come from Greece, from Rome, and then Mashiach will come. So far, they didn't come from Greece and Rome. Even though one of the boats that came was from Greece, but didn't come to attack. But again, this is in the prophecy of Bilam. If you look up in Tamim Uziel, if you have it home, this is the prophecy, Darach Kochav Miyakov, Kam Shevet Miyisrael, Machatz Pate Moav. It says the prophecy, says the Rambam of Mashiach, you can find it in the Torah only in one place. Clearly, this parasha Balak. Comes Dari and says, "I want to tell you something about really the information about this guy Bilam." Says the Gemara, "You should know, we have information." The Torah ends, "Lo kam ke Moshe." So there was nobody that was as big as Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, "Lo kam be Israel." To Am Israel, the biggest prophet was Moshe Rabbeinu. But, says the Gemara, did get up a prophet to the Goyim, to other nations, as big as Moshe. This is Bilam. Don't underestimate this guy. This guy is as big as Moshe. So you think he's as big as Moshe, you know, Moshe, him and he. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, "I want to explain to you, who is this guy Bilam?" Says the Gemara like this, if somebody is going to ask you, what is Moshe, nobody was like Moshe. Says the Gemara, Moshe was the only one that was standing up while HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to him. No one else, not Avraham, not Yitzchak, not Yaakov, not Yishayahu, Yechezkel, Yirmiyahu, all the Nevi'im. When you read in the Navi, when you read in the Torah, Hashem spoke to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Aharon, Miriam, they were always on the floor, flat. Flat. The only person Hashem spoke to him, and he stands straight, "V'ata po amodi madi," Hashem said, "Moshe, is above all the prophets, that he stands up. No one else in the world ever. Not even Bilam. No one. This is one thing, that Moshe is above everybody. Second thing that Moshe is above everybody is Moshe hears from HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to know. He says it means that Avas is the Gemara, that Moshe is such a prophet that he hears clearly from what Hashem said. No other person in the world ever heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly. All the other people, what happened, they saw some kind of a vision. An example, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, even the Torah translates it into words. He says this is how they translated the vision, but they didn't hear words exactly. Only person ever has so-called words from HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time is Moshe Rabbeinu. The third thing, says the Gemara, that Moshe was so-called panim el panim, face-to-face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now comes the Gemara and says, let me tell you who is this guy Bilam. If you want to translate it to our time, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, let's translate to our time, there is a telephone. He has a telephone, and he speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the telephone. But Moshe does not have a ringer on the telephone. When Hashem speaks to him, so-called, Moshe always has to be prepared, that all of a sudden Hashem says to him, Moshe says, yep. There is no so-called a warning before Hashem speaks to Moshe. No one had it. The only person that had a ringer on the telephone is Bilam. Bilam, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called arrived to speak to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called gave him a warning. The phone was ringing, then Bilam picked up the telephone. Bilam picked up the telephone and said, hello. So Bilam is above Moshe. Moshe cannot know when Hashem is going to speak to him. Moshe cannot know. Bilam knows. Not only that. Says the Gemara, Bilam has a caller ID on the telephone. Moshe only has a voice. Hello, hello. This is the telephone from Bell, from 100 years ago. Bilam has what's called the BlackBerry. When he has the ring, he picks up, he sees something. What does he see? He sees so-called the color blue. That's the color of the Shekhinah of Kisei HaKavod. Also, he sees which department HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to him. Moshe no. Moshe doesn't have caller ID. Moshe only hears HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe doesn't know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to talk to him. The third thing, says the Gemara, that Bilam can always dial to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the telephone. Anytime he wants. Moshe couldn't. One Chacham said about this, maybe Moshe was, but that's what the Gemara said. So it's a tie, so-called. It says Moshe is above everybody with three things, but you should know Bilam has three things that even Moshe doesn't have. The balance sheet at the end, so-called equal, Bilam and Moshe. But Bilam has certain things that Moshe doesn't have. It's amazing. Amazing. Who is this guy? Now this is only at the beginning. Comes the Gemara and says something even worse than that. Worse. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, so you can find in the Torah twice in Sefer Vayikra, twice in Sefer Devarim, that Moshe gave a blessing to Am Yisrael. The last one we know, the last parasha in the Torah, Moshe gave a bracha to Am Yisrael. The time before is Sefer Devarim, Parashat Devarim. Yosef Hashem Alechem Elef Pa'amim, Yivarech Etchem Ka'asher Dibir Lachem. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Am Yisrael, Hashem shall multiply you, will bless you. This is the other time Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Am Yisrael. Two times before, once, when Am Yisrael finished the Mishkan, and Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "Bracha, Yiratzun Tishrei Shekhinah B'Maaseh Yedechem, that Bezrat Hashem, whatever you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called will bring his holiness into the Mishkan. And then in Parashat Shminit, actually, when the Mishkan was opened eventually, Moshe gave a bracha. All together, said the Gemara, Moshe blessed Am Yisrael four times. It's very strange, you know, when you look at it, it says, what do you mean only four times? It says it was a limitation. And Moshe could not bless whatever he wanted. Only four times. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned that Bilam should bless us seven times. Altogether, 11 blessings. This was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's idea. Moshe should bless only four times, Bilam seven times. Says, what? Altogether 11? Says that if you remember, in Sefer Dvarim, in Parashat Revet and Parashat Kitavo, the Torah tells us after we cross the Jordan River, the first thing what we have to do, we have to go to two mountains, Har Gerizim, Har Ebal, and then part of Am Yisrael will be on one mountain, the other part on the second mountain. The Kohanim and the Levim will be in the middle between the two mountains. And first they're going to give 11 blessings. And everybody has to say Amen. And then they're going to say 11 curses. And everybody has to say Amen. So what is the concept? If you remember, the idea that we come to Israel, the first thing that's what you have to do. So that it says, if you remember, number 11 resembled 11 so-called kind of bad energies that responsible for a lot of tragedies. And this is why in the Ketoret that we say we have 11 ingredients in the Ketoret. This is in order to overcome these 11 forces. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Ari says, you know, he says the first time you come to Eretz Israel, what you're going to gather all of Israel, it says between the two mountains, 50% of Am Yisrael one mountain, 50% of Am Yisrael on the other mountain. It says what you got to do there is first you give 11 blessings, and everybody should say Amen, and then you say 11 curses. It says so called to balance those energies, and therefore the Gemara says that this is really that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected Moshe Rabbeinu only to bless four times. Not that Moshe wanted to bless only four times, happened to be when you read the Torah. It says Moshe had limitation. You don't bless more than four times. At the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Bilam to curse, to bless seven times. That's how important this man is. And with this you understand also that this guy has this valuable donkey, female donkey. By the way, this female donkey had a baby, and this is the donkey that the Mashiach is supposed to ride on it. This is the donkey that Moshe Rabbeinu rode in it to Egypt. This is the donkey that Avraham Avinu rode in it to Har Moriah for Akedat Yitzchak. But this is the son of this female donkey. And this female donkey is a few thousand years old. Bilam has so-called the merit to ride on this female donkey. Now you understand how important this person is. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu expected him to bless Am Yisrael. Not only that, the Gemara says, that Bilam was such a big prophet that he expected that he should be the Mashiach. He, when he was in Egypt, he thought, I'm going to be the Mashiach. And says, then he found out in his prophecy that Moshe is the Mashiach. Then he started to be against Am Yisrael because of his jealousy that he wanted to be the Mashiach. But originally in Egypt, he knew who he was. He says he got this donkey. He says he knew how important he is. He says he wants to be the Mashiach. Says Dari, if you know, the Mishnah in Masechet Sanhedrin says, you know, there's a few people don't have Olam Haba. One is Gehazi. This is Elisha's assistant. One is Doeg HaAdomi in time of David HaMelech and Shaul. One is Achitofel. And then the Mishnah says Bilam. Bilam is a goy. Sorry, no, you don't understand. This guy Bilam, really in the previous life, he was Yaakov's father-in-law. Lavan. Eventually, he's going to be Naval. Eventually, he's going to have Olam Haba as Naval, not as Bilam. He says, don't underestimate when you read this parasha. He says, oh, you know, this man, he can curse, he can bless. Yeah, he has a tremendous power. In a way, not only he is on the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu, he has things that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have. He has this donkey that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have. And he has a tremendous power in his mouth. Something very parallel to Moshe Rabbeinu. By the way, the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came outside, when he was in Egypt, he saw an Egyptian person, a Gestapo hits another Jew, Moshe just said something in his mouth and killed the guy. You see, Moshe's power is in his mouth. This guy, Bilam, is also his power is in his mouth. He has a tremendous power. But really, Hashem expects him to bless Am Yisrael 7 times. Since he hates Am Yisrael, so-called, he is going to miss his mission, his obligation, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. And therefore the Torah tells you, that's how the story goes. Balak sends some messengers to Mr. Bilam and says, come curse, because I know you can curse. He's right 100%. This man has unbelievable amount of so-called energy that he can do anything. So, and he is a big believer. He tells them, the messengers, I have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that, when he speaks later, he refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as my God, Hashem Elokai. He says, really, he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. He says, but he says, I'm going to ask Hashem, and Hashem said, you don't go. He says, okay. He gets up in the morning, and says, I can't go. Hashem doesn't let me. You see, for me, it is not just a regular person. He really is such a big prophet that he asks Hashem. But again, he knows his responsibility that Hashem so-called gave him this valuable donkey, and this valuable donkey so-called is the mother of the donkey of Mashiach. He says, so if he has it, he knows his power. He knows his power. He says, I can, but I can't go. Hashem doesn't let me. He says, eventually Hashem lets him. The Torah will emphasize. He says, he goes and he prepares the donkey. He prepares his donkey. He rides the donkey. He rides the donkey. And all of a sudden, Hashem has mercy. Hashem has mercy on not only on him, has mercy on this donkey. Because now, soon, the donkey is going to be dead. Says the angel is going to kill this donkey. Says the Gemara, that's how the story goes. The angel stands up in order to prevent him to go. In order to prevent the donkey to go. Because this is a valuable donkey. That we need this donkey really for the Mashiach arrival. He says he stands up in the middle of the highway, doesn't let the donkey go. Bilam hits the donkey. So the donkey speaks to Bilam and says, why did you hit me? I says, you know what it means. It means this valuable donkey, that Bilam knows who the donkey is, so that the donkey tells Bilam, you know who I am. I am a few thousand years old donkey. So if I don't go, I squeezed your foot. What do you think? I'm a regular donkey that doesn't know what it's doing. Try! So that's what Torah is going to tell you this. That Bilam realized it, that the donkey is right 100%. Then the angel appears and says, so why did you hit the donkey? What's wrong with you? I said, what do you mean what's wrong with me? He said, because this valuable donkey, that this Hashem gave you this donkey, and you know who you are, you hate this donkey? There's something wrong with you. I should have told you. But, says the Gemara, the angel killed the donkey in order to avoid embarrassment to Bilam. Everybody on the street says, look, this guy is like Moshe Rabbeinu. In certain things, he's bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. The donkey talks to him, and so-called the donkey won the conversation with him. Can you imagine what embarrassment is? The smartest person in the world gets embarrassed by a donkey. Says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want the person to be embarrassed, even though he's not a Jew, Bilam. By the way, Bilam was born with Brit Milah. Like Adam HaRishon didn't have to do Brit Milah. Like Noah, like Shem, like Yaakov Avinu, like Yosef, like Iyov, like Shmuel Navi, like God, like David HaMelech, Bilam is the same thing. So he was born Brit Milah. You can see how high this person is. And says, Hashem does not want him to be embarrassed, so the angel kills this animal. To show you how HaKadosh Baruch Hu very careful that no creature should be embarrassed. Says Ari, now you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, does not want Bilam to curse. On the other hand, he doesn't want him to bless. Because what it means is, when he blesses you, and he doesn't bless it from his heart, he ruins the blessing. And says you should expect 7 blessings extra after the blessings of Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, if this guy is going to give it to you, it doesn't come from his heart. And therefore, when he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first time, he says, shall I go bless them? Shall I bless them? He says, don't bless them. He says, what do you care? He says, you should really have blessed them. But since you don't do it from your heart, don't bless them. You're going to ruin the blessing. If you're going to give a blessing to somebody, not from your heart, just from your mouth, and in your heart you think different, he says, the blessing not only doesn't help, has it so-called bad effect on the person, because it doesn't go. So the Torah will tell you, no, Hashem forces him to give the blessing. Since the Gemara, all the blessings are worthless. Nothing of the blessing became true. Not only that, comes again and says, you know, if you see the blessings, so the blessing always have Yaakov's name in it. It says, Matovu Olecha Yaakov. This is what we say in the morning when we come to Bet Knesset, Matovu Olecha Yaakov. Then it says, Lo Yibit Aven Be Yaakov. Mimana Rova Yaakov. Yaakov Yaakov. Says Dari, says the Zohar, that this donkey really, Yaakov Avinu had it. And he gave it to his father-in-law Lavan. And this guy Bilam is the grandson of Lavan. He says that's why all this prophecy involved Yaakov, 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 because the main so-called player in this parasha is the donkey. And the whole parasha is around this donkey. And to tell you how valuable this donkey is, that Bilam has this donkey. He got this donkey from his grandfather, Lavan. That Lavan got this donkey from Yaakov Avinu. This is at the end of the parasha. He says, okay, this guy, he will tell you about Mashiach. Moshe doesn't tell you about Mashiach. He can tell you. Because in a way, certain things is bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. And the balance is Moshe. But he got this donkey that Moshe did not get. Moshe just had the son of this donkey. But he got the mother of the donkey. Something was created on the first Friday. He says, this is what I want to tell you. Listen, this is the parasha. So what is the parasha? He says, what happened to this guy? What happened to this guy, Mr. Bilam? What happened? He says, what happened to you? You thought you're going to be Mashiach. You have this donkey. And what happened to you? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah in Perkei Avot, there are 3 things that this guy had. And if a Jew has it, he's considered to be his student. And he says, the first thing he had, Ein Ra. He was jealous of everybody. The second thing he has, Ruach Gvoha. He loves people to respect him. The third thing he had, it's called Nefesh Rechava. He has desire for money, to accumulate money. He can't depart from money. Says the Mishnah, that what drove, says Ari, Bilam so-called, to lose so-called his position by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says he was the biggest Navi. He had this donkey. He thought he's going to be the Mashiach. He was born with Mila. Hashem speaks to him anytime he wants. And look what happened to him. At the end, in 2 weeks, he's going to die. So they're going to kill him. He gives the bad advice at the end of the parasha to Balak. You know, what happened? Says the Gemara, the habits of the person are responsible for his so-called sliding down, so-called to lose the opportunity what he has, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect him to bless Israel 7 times, Moshe only 4 times. He should bless me 7 times. Who, this guy Bilam? Yeah, this guy Bilam is in a way bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. But he's going to lose the opportunity because of his desire for money, because his desire for respect, because he has jealousy. It says the Mishnah in Perkei Avot, whoever has these things, mitalmidav shel Bilam Marasha, it says, you're the student of Bilam, you're like the son of Bilam. It says, talmidav shel Abraham Avinu, as Abraham is just opposite. Abraham Avinu has ayin tova, he's never jealous of anybody. It says, nefesh shvila, he says, imichut v'atzochnar, he doesn't need any money, I'm nobody, I need no respect. It's called Talmidei Shel Avraham Avinu. Says Dari, this parasha always comes before Shiva Asar Beit HaMikdash. Somebody's going to ask us, what happened? Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Says the Gemara, embarrassment. Embarrassment, Kamtza Bar Kamtza Chachamai Yerushalayim. Somebody made a party, and a person came to the party that was not welcome at the party, and the owner of the party took him out with his hand and embarrassed him in front of everybody. He said, get out of the party. It says, look, this parasha, this valuable female donkey, the angel kills because the angel Hashem does not want this animal, this donkey, so cold to be pointed out by people on the street. You see, this animal is smarter than Bilam. So cold, Bilam will get embarrassed. You see how Kadosh Baruch Hu is so careful of him to embarrass somebody, even a creature, even a person like Bilam. It says, so you're going to kill this valuable creature. It says, you, Mr. Kamsa, so you are the one that invited people for a party, and somebody that you don't like so much was in the party, it wasn't welcome, you embarrassed him in front of everybody. He says, you just do the opposite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for this Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. So Zahir, it's always this Parashat Balak comes before Shiva Asar Beit Tammuz. Says to tell you, says the Gemara, before Mashiach will come, says this holiday, this day, Shiva Asar Beit Tammuz, on the ninth of Tammuz, the first Beit HaMikdash, it says this month, says Navi Zechariah, is going to be a holiday for you. But as long as you behave like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to behave, like Abraham Avinu, not like Bilam, the Torah will tell you the whole story of Bilam, the whole idea of this guy, how great he is, downfall. We lost him. It says the Mishnah, he's not going to be in Olam Haba. He says, what happened? It says, because of his habits. Not because anything else. He didn't have to observe anything. It says he wants money. For money, he sold himself. He's going to curse on Israel. It says, because of his jealousy, it's Moshe the Mashiach. It's also called, I hate the Jews. I can't take the Jews because of this. It says, he needs respect. It says, that drives him down, so-called, we lost him. We lost, so-called, the seven blessings we should have given us. It says, those seven blessings, with the four of Moshe Rabbeinu, would make 11 blessings against, so-called, the 11 entities, the 11 forces that always are responsible for so-called the tragedies. It says, you should read the parasha, says Dari, before Shiva Asar Beit Tammuz, you should know what your job is on Shiva Asar Beit Tammuz. On Shiva Asar Beit Tammuz is so-called to fix our habits in order for us to be the students of Avraham Avinu. Then, if we do it, Mashiach will come.